Good morning, everyone. So look at the person next to you. Show them with your eyes that you love them. Okay, look at another one. Come on, it's kind of fun. Notice that there's a lightness. And you know, it's such a two-way thing. When we share that love, it lands well, hopefully. But doesn't it feel really good right here? All right, so as we were singing the meditation song, I Send My Love Over the Mountains, as often happens when we do something repetitively, we notice how it's showing up for us differently. And today I found myself changing the words. I found myself saying, I send your love over the mountains. Not like you're this thing out there, not part of me, but you're the infinite, the divine presence, the creative power. I send that love. And that's what we do when we go out and we see each other and when we meet each other and when we lock eyes and when we smile at each other and when we see someone in the shopping center that maybe just needs to be seen. We share that love. Gosh. So my message is our highest common denominator, and it is not about math. There will be no math test. We won't be working with fractions or decimals. I would not be that teacher. Fred would. So, however, my premise today is that we share a high common denominator, and it is our divine DNA. It's our essence. It's who we are. And I like to call it the many holy ways of love. So let's explore those many holy ways of love. And just to remind us this month, the unifying nature of life, we began with, while we are all one, we are not the same. And our similarities can trick us into thinking that being the same is how we experience our oneness. But as we continue to explore it and continue to understand it, we realize that our oneness is the essence, and the experience is what is distinct about us. And in fact, Ernest Holmes gave it to us this way: behind all is a unity, through all is a diversity, and saturating all is a divinity. It's that divinity that we're coming together to recognize and know in greater and greater ways. And so last week I talked and y'all listened, and then you took it out into your lives and you discussed it and shared it and explored it further. That idea of divine guidance, the divine guidance that is moving through each of us, that is leading and guiding and directing us as the intuition, as the creative power that it is, and that it is the great knower within. And did anyone go on a trust walk with that divine guidance this week? Yes. Yes. And we're remembering that over and over and over again when we're questioning, that we're on a trust walk with the divine. And so that high common denominator that we share is that everyone is on that trust walk with the divine. And, you know, some of us have better listening skills than others, I would tell my children. And, yeah, we learned early on in, as children, selective listening. And what we want to do is remember to let go of the selective listening that we might be engaging in, and to simply be open to the presence and the power and the authority of the One. So I've had some great conversations in the last couple of weeks, some of them have been with y'all, about balance and about the beauty of balance. And a couple of the things that I came to realize for me out of these conversations is that balance is my connection with spirit. Balance is my connection with Spirit. It isn't balancing all of the activities of my life. I mean, it sometimes it looks like that. But the balance that I'm seeking, the balance that's wanting to be mine, is that balance of my connection. And therefore, it is balancing with Spirit in and through all of the activities of my life, through all of the circumstances, through all of the conditions. And so, our life assignment is balancing the human and the divine. To be who God says we are, and at the same time, to be authentic in expressing who we know we are. Balancing our awareness of this essence that Betty spoke of in the reading and in her beautiful prayer, to know it, and then to figure out, how do I express that? How do I send that love that is God within me into the world? How do I experience and know that joy that is God within me and express it out into the world? The reward of this balance is an immense capacity to love. So, are y'all interested in an immense capacity to love, I ask you? Yeah. Yeah. And how we do that, how we expand our capacity to love, is to know it in greater and greater ways. It, the capital I-T, it. So we can affirm. Divine love in and through me is even now adjusting all the details of my life for my great good and all those with whom I am connected. That's a long affirmation. I'm going to say it really slow and let you just be with it, okay? You can say it if you want. Divine love in and through me is even now adjusting all the details of my life for my greater good and all those with whom I am connected. We want to continue to remember that that divine love that is moving through us, that is connecting, that we are connecting with, is also connecting us with each other. Love is unchanging. How we experience it, it evolves. That looks like change. And the vibration of unconditional love, it's transforming us. Not just changing little things, not just changing the day-to-day habits that we might go back to, but transforming us. Transforming the vibration of it within us. And we are, in that, being shown greater and greater ways to be with it and to be with each other. To care for it, which means we care for ourselves, the capital S self, and to care for each other, to love each other, to be with each other, to support, encourage, remember, empower, lift, celebrate each other. This is one of the holy ways that love moves through us. It is a holy activity of love. So caring, in a simplistic way, is giving attention to people and things that matter to us. In a very simplistic way. And sometimes it's really great to go to simple. To just go to the basic thing. How will I show that I care? How will I show that this is important to me? And it is evidence of the unshakable bond that connects us. So my sincere question is, how are you caring for yourself? And how are you caring for those you love? And how are you caring for your life? The good news is it's not a question that we answer one time. It's not a question that we even answer right now. But we take in, and we let it be there. And we let it be there as an influence in our life. We let it be there as a reminder, as a nudge, as a prompt when we find ourselves out there in the world, when we find ourselves with each other, and we might be tempted. We might be tempted to put up the separation. We might be tempted to judge each other. I know, not y'all. We might be tempted. But being tempted doesn't mean that we would follow through with that. Because if we have this greater inspiration within us, if we have this idea that's alive within us, then the temptation can be there, and we have the strength, and we have the awareness, and we have the commitment to choose love in the face of something else. Rumi, the amazing Rumi. I am so small, I can barely be seen. How can this great love be inside me? Look at your eyes. They are small, but they see enormous things. We become more and more and more aware of the magnificent life. And, you know, it's great. I think it's great. I think most of us would agree. It's great to feel that high vibration of love, to experience that elevated awareness of love. And I'll just remind me and us that our growth happens when we remember that we are meant to balance living in alignment with who God knows us to be. That we get to, every time we feel that expanded awareness, every time we feel that movement of love upon us, what we get to do is match our activities with that high idea. We lift up. That's our job. Because that expansion, it's never going to stop. And when we deny it, I think that's where our frustration comes from. When we neglect it, when we think we know better. But if we realize that divine idea that God knows us as, because, you know, it created us, if we match our actions with it, kind of like the song that Chris sang, despite everything, we choose to love, then we're in balance with it, yes? We're remembering our part. So two things are required. Two things that there might be more, but the two that I'll share with you. Notice and release the limitations that are revealed to us. They will be revealed to us. They're not sneaky. They're right there. We know what judgment looks like. We even know what doubt looks like. We even know what separation looks like. We've seen it. So when we notice it, that's our opportunity. That's our opportunity to choose the higher vibration. So notice and release the limitations, and then match our actions with our ever-increasing awareness and understanding of love. The understanding is ever-increasing. It's always moving up. We continue to match our actions with it. I'm going to start sounding like a soapbox, like I'm on a soapbox, but that's the plan. Know that love in a greater and greater way and match it. Match it. Be in harmony with it. Balance with it. Don't ask it to come down to us. That's tempting. Don't say, oh God, I'm not up for it today. Can you just not be that great in me today? I don't want to be that great. Tomorrow. or with a different person. That's not to say that we don't take care of ourselves. That's not to say that self-love isn't important. I'm not saying that. Our work is to continue to adjust and establish balance, to bring our expression of us up to God's highest idea of us. Buddha. Although I also saw this attributed to someone else, but I'm going to go with Buddha because I really liked that it was Buddha. If your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. If your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. So it isn't that we forsake ourselves. It isn't that we give up on ourselves. We include us. That very action of matching God's high idea includes matching it for ourselves. Resting when it's time to rest. Playing when it's time to play. Calling a friend when it's time to do that. Saying yes, saying no. Honoring. So, we know when someone or something is entrusted to our care, to treat that trust as something sacred, to give our best. Well, I suggest that the God in you has been entrusted to your care. Do your best with it. And the more we know and experience this truth within ourselves, the more we express it. So we want to spend time with it. We want to allow ourselves time for our spiritual practices, for prayer, for meditation, for contemplation, for being in nature, however it is that you connect with the divine. More of that. Because love, it's a gift that we activate within ourselves. And when we give love, we actually receive love. So here's another affirmation. An inexhaustible stream of divine love pours through me, blessing others and myself. An inexhaustible stream of divine love. Maybe it's divine peace. Maybe it's divine joy. Pours through me, blessing myself and others. So many times we're attempting to put the feelings in our heart into words. Have you noticed that? Has anybody else ever noticed that? I'm trying to articulate it. I feel it here, but I can't quite. It's not getting out here. I know it's there. I want it to be out here. It can feel a little bit exhausting. It can feel a little bit overwhelming. And so what we get to do is realize that we just haven't translated it yet from here to out here. And so, it's that. Silence. Be still until the true word emerges. Don't struggle with it. Don't fight it. It'll happen. Trust it. Trust. The highest common denominator, which is divine love, our divine DNA, must be individualized in each of us. We all share the one source. We all participate in the one life. We all live and move and have our way in it. And it is expressing, living through each of us. So how I articulate it might be different than how Joy does or Fred does or any of y'all do. And how you express it will be unique to you. Some of the words might even be the same, but you know what? It's going to have a different. When we allow it to come through us. So again, I encourage us, feel it and let it out. Be in that balance. God is, I am. So we are always seeking that which is seeking us. The vibration of unconditional love, it's powerful and it's subtle, and we learn to recognize it, all of the details, all the nuances, all the glimmers, just as we do all of the big events, the miracles, the amazing awe. We learn to recognize the presence in our entire life. I'm going to close with a short meditation. And I just invite you to settle in. And if you're comfortable, to close your eyes. And focus your attention on your breath. Allow it to lead you to the place where your love resides, your heart center. And as you still your body and quiet your mind, focus on your heart. Feel it beating. And connect with that energy that radiates from your heart, noting that it is in you, as you. It is the presence of love. Allow this energy of love to expand out. Feel, sense, experience it throughout your awareness. And as you experience the presence of that love that lives inside of you, just linger there. And as though a photo is coming into focus, notice that there are qualities being revealed to you. You might see them as a picture. You might sense them. Note that some are clear, the ones you know so well within your life. And there are others coming into focus, divine ideas within you that are being developed. Notice the presence of light. It is increasingly illuminating, showing you these qualities, the essence of who you are. This light is beautiful and warm and encompassing. It feels safe to be in it. Notice that that beautiful light radiating within you is also expanding and radiating out from you. That light is you. You are that light. It shows you the attributes in your personality, the ones that help you experience and share love. And let yourself be fully present with the light and love, noticing how they are interconnected, how they are mutually beneficial to each other, and reveal the divinity within to you. And feeling that connection, let yourself begin to appreciate both your divinity and the ways you express it. Allow it to deepen and expand within you, to expand you. And as you appreciate love in and as you, and your light within illuminating your life, let that appreciation expand out until you feel your awareness within and around your entire body, radiating love and light. Experience the joy of activating love within yourself.